This is an urgent appeal from the Disasters Emergency Committee. Hundreds of thousands of people have fled their homes to escape conflict in Ukraine, leaving jobs, belongings and loved ones behind. They need shelter, food and water. You can help. To donate online, search DEC or text RADIO to 70150 to give £10. Thank you.
Streaming 24/7, this is Brum Radio.
Thank you for downloading this Brum Radio podcast. For more podcasts, visit brumradio.com.
I'm Dave Massey. I'm joined on the telephone by Carl Mann. Good afternoon, Carl. How are you?
Good. Nice to be talking to you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to me today. Tell us about your coming to Birmingham for the production of Wicked from the 5th of March until the 7th of April. Can you tell us a little bit about your character and bringing that character to Birmingham?
Wow. Yeah. So the Wicked is about, it's kind of a prequel to The Wizard of Oz, and it's an origin story for the Wicked Witch of the West. So my character is Fiero. And I won't give any spoilers, but there's a link to The Wizard of Oz with my character, which gets revealed later on. But he is kind of like the love interest, and he comes into the show, and she kind of comes between the two witches, the Wicked Witch of the West and Glinda the Good.
Did you know this production before coming on this tour? I'm aware that you were part of this production when it was in London.
Yeah, I did the West End production for 2 years. And I took some time off when I went to do Aunt Julia. I'm back with Wicked, and it's exciting to be taken around the country. I'm really excited.
And now this production in general is going to each place that it visits for a month, and then you're doing 9 shows a week in most of those places. That's a big show to be doing, especially when it's running for like 2.5 hours as well. How does it feel to be in that size of production?
I mean, it's a dream. It's any sort of kid who was a musical, wanted to be a musical theatre, it's their dream. So I'm just so happy to be doing it. And the show, like you said, is huge. One of the biggest shows in the West End. So there's so many people making the show run and taking the show to each venue. So there's like 50 people setting the show up before we even get to the venue. So yeah, it's a big production.
You're actually in Bristol at the moment. What's that been like as an experience?
Yeah, do you know what? It's been really nice. I think Bristol is, the stage is about the same size, but the theatre is a little bit more intimate than like the Apollo Victorium. We just came from the Edinburgh Playhouse. So it's actually really nice because the audience feels a little bit closer. So I think they can connect to you a little bit more. But the sound is really amazing in Bristol, actually. I will say that.
When I walked out of the Bristol Hippodrome when I was there last year, you walk straight into food venues. Are you very tempted to walk into the food venues as soon as you leave?
Do you know what? I love that. Because in the last stage we were at, you had to walk up this huge hill, and you couldn't just nip out sort of, you know, in the interval back or between shows. It was a bit of an effort. So it's really nice in Bristol. There's all these little chip shops, like takeaways, right outside stage door. It's actually really cool.
And what's the difference for you between doing a one show day and a two show day? What's that like?
So on a one show day, you know, I'll kind of go to the gym and take my time and get to the theatre about 5:30. We warm up at 6 o'clock. On a two show day, we're in the theatre from 1 until, you know, 10:30 when it finishes. But on a two show day, actually, the second show, I've got so much more energy and beans to do the show. For some reason, but yeah, I like it. I like two show days.
The show itself, Wicked, I've been lucky enough to see it before. Although it is very connected to The Wizard of Oz, you don't necessarily need to have seen The Wizard of Oz to understand it as a story. Do you get loads of people that have not? Are there people that haven't seen The Wizard of Oz that come and see it, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. And I think maybe some of the younger generation might not be familiar with The Wizard of Oz. So they might even know Wicked before they know The Wizard of Oz. I don't think you need to know The Wizard of Oz. But if you have seen The Wizard of Oz, it's cool to see all the little references and how it links up to that story. And yeah, it's really, really fun.
It always surprises me that the actual production of Wicked itself is 21 years old now. I keep thinking of it as being like a musical from the last 10 years, but it's a 21-year-old musical. Do you think the fact that it's from this century really helps connect to the audience?
I think the thing that most connects the show, like audiences to the show, is number one, the songs are just powerful. It's so iconic. Like Defying Gravity, for me, is the best song in musical theatre, hands down. It's just incredible. the minute you hear that, da, 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 you're like, yeah, it's happening. But I think also the story and the message of the show, it just touches a lot of people. There's so many people that can relate to it. If you feel like an outsider, you know, if you want to strive for more in your life, you can really relate, like Elphaba. So that's why I think that.
How do you make the character your own when you know that other people have played it in the past and other people will play it in the future? How do you, because it's such a huge production, it's always going to go on tour every so often.
I kind of, you know, you take references from people that played it, and you know, obviously you've seen clips online and you've been to see the show, so you know how people have played it. But I think ultimately the best thing you can do is just how does the character naturally fit in you? And how does your Fiero say the lines, and how does he feel about the situation? So, but you get inspired by other people, but I think ultimately it's just like, be yourself, you know?
And does it manage to stay magical every performance that you see, or are you used to the pyrotechnics happening or the magic happening that you just go, right, that's going to happen next?
I mean, obviously, you know, after we've done 100 shows, you're used to all the special effects and stuff. But what's really cool about the tour is every month we're changing venues, so it keeps it fresh for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice, yeah.
Have you got a venue that you consider in the UK to be your local theatre?
Well, I'm from Kent, so mm-hmm. my sort of the big theatre where I was growing up was the Marlowe Theatre in Canterbury.
Yes.
And I've always wanted to perform there, but obviously, you know, because Wicked is still in the West End, we can only go to places a certain distance from London, obviously.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would love to perform at Canterbury one day. That would be really nice.
What can audiences particularly look at in this show that you'd say, well, right, hold your breath during that moment?
Well, of course, it's the end of Act One, which is one of the coolest ends of an Act One ever. I think we all know what happened.
Yes.
When Elphaba sings Defying Gravity.
Yeah.
And she indeed does Defying Gravity. That is a very cool, moment in the show, which I even go and sneak out into the wing and watch that probably once or twice a week just to feel that magic again.
It is a really huge moment when it happens as well. Yeah. But it's weird to have that moment in the middle, because I went and saw The Lion King and they have their moment right at the beginning like that. So I sat in The Lion King, and after they did Circle of Life, I was like, right, I am ready to go home. I've seen the Circle of Life on stage. So there's always that weirdness that you have to be like, right, well, there's now a 2-hour show to watch. And you obviously get them reinvested in the story during the second half. But it's really interesting that moment is placed right before the first interval, because I'm always the first person to run out of the theatre during the interval. I'm very used to when the curtain's about to come down, so I'm always so excited to see Defying Gravity as well. I can't wait for you to bring this tour to Birmingham. It's really exciting that it's such a big show, and it's going to be here for a month from the 5th of March until the 7th of April. I've got the websites to say as well, wickedthemusical.co.uk, and then press tour, and then at Birmingham Hippodrome if you want to buy tickets. Are you going to be this production is touring until January 2025 at the moment. Are you going to be with this tour all the way through?
Yes, I will be, yeah.
That's brilliant, that's what it says. No, that's fantastic. Carl, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to me about this today.
Thank you for listening to this Brum Radio podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and rate us on your podcast app.